now that He holds our universe, that He holds our world in His hands. God, we give You the praise. We thank You for it. God, we worship You in advance for what You're going to do. Put our hands together right now and add Your voice in thanks. Give it to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise. Great spirit of worship. Amen. We're not done yet. Amen. As I told you this morning, we had Christmas for Christ Sunday. We want to be a blessing in God's kingdom all over this nation, Northern America. Amen. When we need things here, we need a building because, folks, we could be selfish and hoard to ourselves, but that's not how God works. If we give, He gives. It is greater to give than to receive. As my pastor one time challenged our church when we were still in the storefront about giving, they were in the getting ready to start a building program. He said, we're going to give our way into our new building. And that's what we're going to do. Amen? Give our way. Amen. Folks, I want to encourage you to be givers, not only of money, but of yourselves. You cannot outgive God. And I want to talk to you tonight. My title is God able to use me? Is God able to use me? Stand for the reading of the word. Matthew 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. Lord, we love You. We appreciate You. We thank You, Lord, right now. God, we just ask You right now to touch and speak to every heart here tonight. Let Your will be done. God, we give You praise and glory. Speak through Your servant. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You can be seated. I want to ask you this. How many here tonight really want to be used of your God? How many want to be used of God here tonight? Half of you? Come on. Everyone serves someone. Everyone serves someone or something, folks. And of course, we need to serve the Lord. We don't need to serve money. We don't need to serve another person. We need to serve the Lord. And everyone at one point in his or her walk with God has wanted to be used. But sometimes, folks, we don't like the appointment that God gives us. So we choose to do nothing. Amen? Well, God, that's not exactly what I wanted, so I'm just going to set this one out. Shame on us. So this is a message that will try your spirit, I pray. And I pray that it helps you to see how much you really want to be used. It's easy to say it. God, use me. And when He's urging you to talk to somebody, you never know. When He's urging you to do a Bible study, well, God, I can't do that. You see, folks, this message, I hope, will try you, will stir you, and challenge you. It will challenge your obedience to God, just where you stand tonight with God. So when I'm through, I pray your response to it will not only let God and me know if you really want to be used of God. Matthew 23:11-14 says, but he that is greatest among you shall be your, this is that rough word, servant. will be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for the pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive their greater damnation. You see, folks, a lot of people want to start at the top, but the blessed start at the bottom, and they wait for God to promote them. But this message is about you and me. Are we useless or useful in this world? And if so, useful to whom? You see, obviously we should desire to be useful to God in this world. We should be. When it comes to the Christian life, folks, understand this, the stakes are high. Things like heaven and hell and eternal rewards, pretty high stakes. In other words, where are you going to spend eternity? You and I, folks, hear me, only get one chance on earth to live a life pleasing to the Master. Amen? See, there's no starting over. There's no reincarnation. We have one chance at it. We have been given life and breath to prove our faith, to demonstrate what we believe. You listen to me. There are many people that are so used to, well, we ought to do this. Oh, really? You want to help? Well, I'm not saying me, but somebody ought to do it. Come on. I hear it. Pastor, the church ought to do this. Well, what are you doing about it? One life. Mark 14 says, when the woman poured expensive perfume on Jesus' head, some people at that banquet thought she did a stupid thing. See, some people, a lot of people don't understand why we do what we do. But it shouldn't really matter what people think, because what matters is what he thinks. Come on. You know what? Because you know who stood up for her there? Jesus. He rebuked them harshly and he said, leave her alone. She did what she could. He said, and I think it's beautiful. You see, I have identified with this woman. I feel like I have often done stupid things in my service to the Lord, and I am doing this right. Am I doing this right? If you ever ask yourself that, am I doing this right? Is what I'm doing, is it pleasing to God? I feel like I have often done stupid things in my service to the Lord. You got the t-shirt? She did what she could, though. But she did something. She did something. She didn't just keep what she had. She used it for Jesus. She used it on him. Have you done what you could tonight? You say, Pastor, well, I thought this was about Christmas or Christ. Oh, yes, it is. You see, have you done what you could? Or could you do more in the realm of your Christian service? I think we can all do more. Amen? You see, I don't think there's a person who is doing his or her all for Christ on this earth. So what kind of things can we do to serve God, to serve your Lord? You see, I want to encourage you to understand and maybe look into what calling him Lord really means. Is he really your Lord? Maybe you ought to go home tonight and look it up. Because see, we don't understand what they used to have in that day when they talked about lords, kings, and etc. Basically, our service is divided into two different parts or two different areas. There is the in the church work, and then there's the outside of the church work. Let's talk about the inside of the church. We can teach Sunday school class. We can play instruments. We can pray, sing, and we can speak, and we can do outreach. We can help with physical stuff around the church, like maintaining the building and cleaning the church and take care of things. You see, folks, take care of things you see that need to be done. Can you do any of these things that I just spoke about for the Lord? Can you do any of them? Do you walk by a piece of paper or tissue on the floor and say, let somebody else pick it up? You saw it. Do it for the Lord. Then there's the outside of the church. We can witness. We can do Bible studies for Christ in order to lead someone to Jesus Christ to be saved. We can minister to the poor and needy through giving. We can minister to the neglected and lonely, like people in nursing homes. We can do that. At the church, we can mow the yard and pick up paper in the parking lot. We can do these things. James 1:27 says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. God put us on earth to be used by him in his service. You think God put you here to build your own kingdom? See, we can't do everything. I said, we can't do everything. But folks, we can do something. Right? And we all need to figure out what that something is. I think most of us know what we should do or what we can do to be of service to God. It seems that motivation is what we need. We need something to kick us into gear, something to get us going. So why, folks, why are we supposed to serve the Lord? You ever ask yourself that? Why are we supposed to serve the Lord? Is it to get what we can out of him? Here's some motivation for us. We serve because it is what Jesus did. He served. We serve because it demonstrates love. We serve because it pleases God. Matthew 20, verse 26 through 28, not so with you. Instead, whosoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whosoever wants to be first must be your, listen to this, your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. If Jesus did it, it must be right. Amen? 1 Peter 2:21, to this you were called. Anybody here called? Because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Well, I don't like that word, suffered. So we should follow in his steps. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let me give you an illustration. In Birmingham, Alabama, many years ago, lived a Presbyterian pastor. His name was James Bryan. Throughout the city, he was known as Brother Bryan. There were many preachers stronger in the pulpit speaking, but none preached better sermons than he did with his life. Like Jesus, he went about doing good. It was a common thing for him to come home on a cold day without his overcoat because he had given it to some poor man who had none. One spring day, he was driving a horse and buggy through a countryside. He saw a farmer standing in the field. It was time for his spring plowing, but his only horse laid there dead. And Brother Bryan unhitched his horse, gave it to the man, and walked home. How many of us would have done something like that? You see, it was fitting that when his biography was written, it was called A Sermon in Shoes. You see, of all the commentaries on the scripture, all the good examples are still the best when it comes to Jesus. And no matter how good any human being is, there are plenty of good examples for us to follow, and the greatest of all is Jesus Christ. We will never go wrong, folks, if we follow his example of humble service. You see, he knew how to live better than anybody. He didn't live a life of luxury. It was a life of service. It wasn't about how much he could keep, but how much he could give away. 1 John 3:17-18, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up the bowels of compassion from him, how dwell the love of God in him? You see here what he is talking about, folks, is being greedy and looking out for yourselves and not looking to help anyone else. That's what he's talking about here. See, my little children, let us not love in word. Don't just talk about it. Neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Don't say we ought to do it or somebody ought to do it. Do it. Talking about God isn't proof that you know him. But following the example he laid before us, but what the Lord laid there, that example, that's how people know you know him. You can talk about him all you want. But if you really want people to understand that you care, show them. Don't tell them how much you care. Show them how much you care. Luke 22:27, for who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? It is not the one who is at the table, but I am among you as one who serves. Christ came to serve, not to be served. We should be involved in serving others in some form because we are commanded to do it. And Jesus did it. Now we serve, folks, because serving demonstrates love. Galatians 5:13-14. You, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. I pray you're listening to me here tonight. Love your neighbor as yourself. What are the two greatest commandments that Jesus gave? To love the Lord with all of your heart and soul and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We are supposed to love God. Is that right? We're also supposed to love mankind. Amen? I got half the crowd there. I said, we're supposed to love God. And we're also supposed to love mankind. And we love people. How? By being their servant. Somebody wrote this. A lot of people are like a wheelbarrow. Not good unless pushed. Some people are like canoes. They have to be paddled. Some people are like kites. If you don't keep them on the string, they fly away. Some people are like footballs. You can't tell which way they're going to bounce next. And some people are like a good watch. Open face, pure gold, and quite busy and full of good works. What type of person are you? Are you quick to work and serve and wait on others? Or do you have to be pushed and prodded? Or do you prefer for others to wait on you? Hear me, folks. All Christians should serve one another in love. Let me say that again. I said all Christians should serve one another in love. You see, you know, that's what love does. Love serves others. Love doesn't sit around, wait to be served, or waiting for others to do the job. They just do it. A true servant is quick to demonstrate love by doing things for each other. By cleaning up spills, carrying out the trash, sweeping, not always expecting that to be someone else's job. Let me prove it to you tonight. Listen to me. Here, everybody, look up here. Okay? Because I don't feel I have all the attention. I'm trying to get a point across. Love cleans up things. Love helps other people. Love does dirty jobs. You know what I can prove? Let me tell you something. If you don't do it, you must not really love. Listen to this. Why do mother and fathers take care of their children and support them? They love them. Do you treat other people like you do your children? Huh? You bend over backwards and go pick them up after school. You don't want to do it, but you love them. You go take them back and forth to work. You don't want to do it. You don't want to go out in that cold weather, but you love them. Do you love other people like that? See, I told you. Mother and fathers do these things and take care of their children. Because they love them. And that's what Jesus is trying to get us to understand here tonight, folks. If you love people, if you want to see souls saved, you must love. We must love. By folks, we have to clean up the spills. We have to carry out the trash. We have to sweep, not always expecting other people to do it. We got to clean up messes with the kids. There's puke on this and spills this. And do, they just make messes everywhere, but we go after them. And when we work with people, when we try to help win somebody to the Lord, it gets messy sometimes. It's not always easy. But sometimes you know what the devil wants us to do? Forget them. I'm not going to get involved in anybody else. They hurt me. Your kids never hurt you, do they? They never rip your heart out, do they? Come on. Listen, if you're young enough and they haven't yet, they will. Just wait around. I know I hurt my parents. I'm not proud of it. There's just a time when we want to be independent. We don't want them doing or taking, getting involved in our lives. Young people, that's why the Lord said to honor your mother and father. It's one command with a promise. If you do, you'll live long. We, as parents, love our children. We put up with a lot. Because of love. Why did Jesus love? Why did Jesus come to earth and do what he did? Because he loved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If what you do isn't because you love God and because you love people, everything you do is in vain. Come on. Love serves others. And not just your own mate or your own family. Listen, I think sometimes if we get out beyond our family and start reaching around, God will save our families. Come on. God will take care of it. If we seek him first, he'll give us the desires. We serve others because our hearts have been touched by the love of God, and we want to serve in love. Lauren Fincher was a member of the church. Lauren had a dry goods clothing store in town until she closed it. A young wife, mother who worked there, contracted cancer. They did surgery, but she needed chemotherapy treatments at the University of Missouri at Columbia. And guess who took her for those treatments? It was about 80 to 85 miles one way. Lauren Fletcher did. Was Lauren related to this woman? No. Only in Christ. Lauren had a heart of love. And she had a willingness to serve in love. And that's why she did it. You see, folks, while some will go out of their way to give to others, some are storing up for themselves. And they refuse to reach out in love as Christ did and be a giver. Matthew 5:41-46, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with them twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that will despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Does that sound like God is saying when somebody you're working with to win them to the Lord hurts you that you should give up? Doesn't sound like it to me. He says, I let the sun come up on those that are even evil. When it needs rain, even the evil get the rain. Romans 12:9-10. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to that what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Romans 13:8, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. God's saying you need to have more love than you have faith. Ephesians 5:2. And live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. How many of you here tonight would die for somebody else? How many of you would go hungry to feed somebody else? And how many of us would give money to make sure someone else had something, even when you don't have much to give? We serve, folks, because it pleases God to serve. Anyone who serves Christ in righteousness, joy, and peace is pleasing to God. Anyone who serves others is pleasing to God, and righteousness and joy and peace make it even better. You see, there are people who will say, I'm broke, but have money. And there are those that are that hoard up for themselves and won't even share with family. And there are those who are willing to make a sacrifice so that others may have at least something. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. He's saying, look, give, and it's going to be, press it down. Fill that, whatever it is you're filling up, press it down. When my family comes over, man, there's a lot of trash. I had a trash can full, so I had my nephew go out there and said, get up here and jump up and down on that, because I got to get more in there. He did. I got several more bags in there. Amen. I had Brother Bryce do that here one time in this trash dumpster out here. Get up here and jump on that for me. I never told him they came the next day. At least he did it. Thank you, brother. But that's what the scripture's saying. Give, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God says if you'll give, the people, the way that you'll get back is good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Will men give to you? Do we believe that? Do we live that? Listen, folks, the scripture says, with the same measure that ye meet withal. If you want to give God a thimbleful, then that's how he's going to bless you. If you want to give God a 55-gallon drum full, then that's how he'll bless you. That's the measure he's talking about. However you give, that's how I'll give back to you. What do you want? You want the thimble full from God, or you want the 55-gallon drum? Huh? James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We're all gifted by God. And the greatest gift of all, of course, is the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, I would say that this is pretty good pay. Amen? For no more than what we do, since we are going to get paid very well, we need to seek and please him who gives to us. Praise the Lord. And folks, listen, one very good way to please God is by being a servant to others. And please remember, we don't serve in order to be saved or get saved in heaven. We serve because we are saved and headed to heaven. That's why we serve. Amen? We just want to please him. He who gives to us, we want to please him. So what about us tonight, folks? Are we just wasting away, not being used of God in some way or some form? I pray that it's never that way. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Do you know what your body is? The temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom ye have received from God. You are not your own. That's what the scripture is telling us tonight. If you're saved, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. And since we've been bought and paid for, folks, we owe it to God to honor with our lives in Christian service. Amen? Amen. Brother, if you can get these laid out up here. So tonight, folks, I want us to, we're going to take a moment here in a minute and just pray. And I want God to speak to you. And I pray that you want God to speak to you. These envelopes here are marked with a price on them. $28, $50, $100. Whatever God lays on your heart, I want you to come up here. If you want to take a couple of them, you're welcome to take a couple of them. But this is going to be a gift to Jesus Christ for his kingdom. For these people that you saw earlier, that they can go out in these places and freed up a little bit from the money that we send their ways, or they can reach the lost. Amen? You see, it used to be pretty hard in the day when you went and started a church. You got in there and you scratched it all out yourself. Well, the UPCI has realized that we need to help these people going into these cities. And it's a great thing. Amen? It's a great thing. So, folks, there's people all over this country who haven't heard, believe it or not, who haven't heard this great gospel message. There's cities all around Cleveland that need churches. Come on. There's approximately 11 million people in the state of Ohio. 6+ lives in Northeast Ohio. And in the Northeast Ohio area, there's only about 17 apostolic UPCI churches. That's not near enough. And you can speak of that in many of the major cities all around America. North America, Canada area also, that need us to say, God, use me. Use me to be a blessing to help somebody somewhere. Is God able to use me? Is God able to use me? If you would just stand with me right now. Amen. And let's just ask God right now. Lord, I want to do something for you. This is one way tonight that all of us can be involved. I told you this morning, talk to your children about this too. And teach them why we do these things. Help them to understand the importance of it. That as a church, folks, we are a church that gives. I believe in giving, and this is what I've taught in this church, and I thank you so much for your faithfulness to the things of God. And I know that we ask a lot, and so we try to be very careful in how we come to you. I don't ever want to be found guilty of taking advantage of anybody. But I do know this, folks, you cannot outgive God. Come on. You cannot outgive God. And so, as your pastor, I hope you trust me and know that I'm bringing this to you tonight because it's a good thing. Okay? It's a good thing. We all want to give at Christmas. And this is for Jesus. This is for the kingdom of God. What better thing to give to than to give to Jesus? Amen? So let's just pray right now and ask God, Lord, speak to my heart right now. What can I keep? Lord, what do you want me to give? Lord God, right now, we just ask you, Lord God, that you'll speak to each heart here tonight. God, that you'll help them, Lord God, as they come forth, Lord, to make this commitment to you. And God, I pray that your will be done in every life here tonight. God, I pray that you'll bless them abundantly, Lord, as they want to give to their family, Lord, for Christmas, Lord, and their friends. God, I pray that you'll bless them as they put you first in their life. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for a mighty God that we serve. A God that cares, Lord God. A God that said if we'll seek him, you first, Lord, that you'll bless us and all these things will be added unto us. Let your will be done right now in Jesus' name. Folks, I pray that you come up here and take a card or several cards, whatever you want. Amen. I believe these are in envelopes. Are these in envelopes? Okay. If you could give me one of them back tonight, let us know what you are pledging. You keep the other, turn it in. I think you keep the envelope. So when you turn in your check or money, whatever, you put it in the envelope. Give me the card on the inside tonight. They'll take up, the ushers will take that up. And there may be a little bit later date. I'll find out for sure, but I know by the end of the month. If you can get this back to us by the end of the month. You have all the rest of the month to get this back. So please, come on up here. Take what you want. Put your name on it. Keep the envelope for your offering. Give the card back to the ushers as they pick these up. I have a job. God can bless you. There's $1 envelopes all the way up to, I believe, $500 envelopes. There's a $1,000 envelope here. You can take a couple of them. I think there might be two of them. Somebody want to take up two of them? That's great. Can God use me? Can God use me? Write that out tonight or stick whatever you in there. Raise your hand. Our ushers will pick them up. We'll get a few minutes here. Ushers, see the hands that are up. Amen. 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 Some of you parents, your children are really blessing you tonight, grabbing handfuls of envelopes. Taught them well. Ushers, watch. Any more hands? Come on, if you want to get it to us tonight, that's great. Put God to the test in your giving, folks. Make sure you put your name on the envelope. I thought there was a card. There used to be cards on the inside, folks. That's why I was saying to do it that way, but they changed it. So keep that envelope. Put your check or money, whatever it is, in that envelope and give it in the offering whenever you can. If you can do it tonight, that's great. Remember, folks, we're giving our way into our new building. Amen? You believe that with me tonight? Come on, let's be givers. Say, God, I'm giving your kingdom. You see, when I see these things like these videos, these clips tonight here, and I see how God blessed them, and I'm like, God, I'm believing you. I'm believing you. Amen. For blessings in that area. And he's able. Praise the Lord. I believe that God will give us a building and the means to do what we need to do. I would like to keep this building for a Spanish work. Amen. So believe with me and pray with us, folks. Trusting in God. Amen. This building is paid off. We can be a blessing to a Spanish work. Amen. And God is able. God is able. Is there anybody else? You have any? You want to give your... There's more. I think there's a few other hands up here. Ushers. Raise your hand if you got, you want to give it here tonight. Anybody have their hand up here tonight? It's awesome. All right. Praise the Lord. Folks, thank you so much for your faithfulness to the things of God. Amen. We're going to believe God. And you're going to hear me, those that aren't here. We're going to be bringing this up before them. So we're going to pick these back up tonight and keep it before us. So don't get tired of hearing me. All right. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet one another.